Thanks for joining us on the Freelance Mum podcast. I'm Faye Dicker, and don't forget, you can make a date with us every Wednesday on the Freelance Mum online coffee morning or at a local network near you. Come and try us out for free for 30 days at freelancemum.co.uk. Hi there, I'm Faye, voiceover artist and founder of Freelance Mum. I've been running a network of freelance mums supporting small businesses for the last decade, so I've picked up a few things and made plenty of mistakes along the way myself when it comes to running your own small business. And I thought I'd share with you today some of the ideas that I've come across that won't cost the earth when it comes to growing your business. Because let's face it, especially in those early days, in fact, at lots of different points when it comes to running a business, it can be a real challenge to keep growing when you don't necessarily have that marketing budget and all those extra pennies to spend. But there are plenty of ways that you can grow your business that don't cost the earth, and I just wanted to share a few of those with you today. So social media, love it or loathe it, it is here to stay, and it is a really great free and readily available tool that you can use to grow your business. Just think of it as an opportunity to connect with others, and it's absolutely free. The great thing about social media is that it's a really level playing field. You think of some of those really big names in business like Coca-Cola, McDonald's, all those big brand names, they've got access to the same audience, to the same platforms as you have. So have fun, explore them, find out the ones that you like. Don't get sucked down a million rabbit holes, and that is an easy thing to do. But really do make the most of social media. It is a free and readily available resource for you and your business right at your fingertips. You've got Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, Pinterest. There's TikTok as well, and I know that a few freelance mums, when they've just got completely fed up with all the various channels, I thought, you know what, I'm going to just go and have fun. I'm going to go and have fun over here on TikTok, see what I learn, see what I come up with, and do things completely differently. And you can do a lot and you can learn a lot by watching others, seeing what works for them, and that it might be something you could emanate within your own business. Look at what you're engaging with and what is talking to you. It's a really great opportunity to follow other people, to make sure that you're putting yourself out there. And then most importantly, and this is something I confess I've only done recently myself, is track. Make sure that you track what you're putting out there and see if you're getting results. You just set up a really, really simple spreadsheet and just on a weekly basis, check in and see what sort of posts are getting the most engagement, and then you can keep doing more of that. But social media, love it or loathe it, is a really great free resource that is there to help you and your small business. Which moves me on to the second tip that can help you and your business that won't cost the earth. And I think as small business owners, we can easily forget that actually marketing doesn't just mean social media. I think that we can kind of think, oh, God, it's just social media. I need to do this, I need to do that. But in reality, there's many different ways in which you can market your business. So can you have a go at designing a flyer yourself? There's some great templates available on resources such as Canva. Have a look at designing a flyer. Is there a local notice board that you can put something out? It really doesn't need to cost an absolute fortune. Is it something that you could maybe do a little flyer drop in an area that'd be really sensible, where your audience is likely to hang out? These are really great. They're not free, but they're low cost things that are available. And you can do a really good bit of effective distribution. Maybe you want to go up and down your high street, or maybe you might want to put something in cafes. Have a think about where your audience is. This is just a means of communicating to them your services and what you offer. And it's a great use of your time. There are different times I've certainly spotted within my own industries at different points in the year where I can anticipate that it is going to be quiet. For example, the beginning of the year, January, February, is typically quiet as a voiceover artist. And so I just get into the swing of updating my showreels, putting myself out there and connecting with others. So on those sort of, as you start to map possibly the quieter points in the year for your business, use these as great opportunities to keep marketing yourself. But remember, marketing is something that needs to be done all the time, even if it's just a gentle trickle, and not just in those fallow periods. So have a look at resources such as Canva. Remember that social media isn't the only form of marketing, but just one of many. And get yourself out there and get marketing yourself. It can be a lonely old time when it comes to being a freelancer and being self-employed. So this is why this is another great opportunity to grow your business in a way that doesn't cost the earth. Have a look at how you could collaborate or work with others. Is there something that the two of you, are your businesses aligned in some way? Is there like a natural synergy between you? Could you come up with a really lovely promotion? I mean, it happens all the time, in fact, in freelance when we readily see people working together. But an example that comes to mind was Tots Up Reward Bus collaborating with Little Dreams partner, and it just was such a great partnership and a really, you know, a really obvious one, helping little ones to get to sleep and then with Tots Up Reward Bus rewarding them with passengers. So you can just see what great collaborations that are. Or maybe you might want to just co-work together at each other's house and find a way in which you are accountable to each other, but it's working with others, which is a really effective way of boosting your business and making sure that you stay motivated and you stay on track. Because let's face it, it can be a lonely time as a freelancer. Sometimes motivation can feel like a marble that's rolled under the sofa. So make sure that you do connect with others. Which brings me nicely on to, and let's face it, if I'm doing a podcast, it would be remiss of me not to talk to you about networking. But networking is really important, and there's lots of different ways that you can network, and you can network on a budget. Most networks that are worth their salt will give you the opportunity to try a networking group for free. And at Freelance One, we do that all the time. You can come and try us for free for 30 days, and there's online and offline offerings within that. And a decent networking group will have a similar opportunity. And these are great ways that you can go and meet people, real life, have engagement, have those touch points, get to know people, talk effortlessly about your brand in a way that is passionate and true to you. And these are just great opportunities to get out there, meet others, and just, you know, keep building those relationships. It's a really important part of growing a business, is having a network that you can both lean on, ask questions, but get to know people, and that they are there for you. They will be your natural ambassadors when it comes to growing your business. They might not necessarily order from you, but as soon as they meet someone, for example, we had a gluten-free cake maker for years and years. Now, I wouldn't necessarily need to order a gluten-free cake, but if I was to meet someone who needed a gluten-free cake, I would know who to recommend. So get yourself along to a networking group. There's lots of free opportunities, and really do make the most of them and follow up. If you meet someone, drop them a line afterwards and say how nice it was to meet them, because you will remain front of their mind. Pop to your local library. Local libraries have so many free business resources. It's great. I recently went to my local library and got some great IP advice, intellectual property advice, all about how you can trademark names. And they offer lots and lots of free services. I know that there's similar services that run all over the country. And they're a really great opportunity to just tap in, get some great business advice. And it doesn't cost you a penny. You could even go and work there for the day as well, if that's what you wanted to do. Obviously, libraries have loads of great resources by the very nature of the fact that they're a library. So even if you don't book into a session that's running that day, there's loads of, obviously, whole business centres that you can go work at, take out books, connect with others, keep yourself front of mind, take your flyers, you know, put a selfie on social media. Can you see what we're doing here? It all becomes part of that whole wheel, that whole ecosystem, that low-cost way that you are keeping your business front of mind, connecting with others, marketing, learning, developing, and your business is gently growing in a way that is organic and natural and easy for you, and it's not costing the earth. Now, audits. Lots of small business offer free audits or challenges, and these are really great things for different times, especially at this time of year. You might have someone saying, right, come and join my LinkedIn challenge, or come and would you like me to give you an audit of your business? The thing to be mindful of this, and there's nothing wrong with it at all, absolutely nothing wrong with this at all, is often these might be the top of their own sales funnel for leads magnets. So they're going to offer you their services, their audit, or their challenge, and you'll gain their learnings. You may then be added to their mailing list if you would like to, but you obviously don't have to. But it's, and there's nothing wrong with that either, by the way. These people are offering great services. Make the most of them and go in with your eyes wide open. It's a great way. It's a great way to find out more about what they offer, to learn from others. I know that Adele Williams, she's a branding photographer, and Fran Maniffy, both members of Freelance Mum, also a branding photographer, at different times of the year offer different audits. Fran has an annual marketing course where there are loads of people there that can benefit from her wisdom. And these are great things that you can offer. So have a look out for different audits or different challenges that you can grow, different Facebook groups that you can join, and come up with lots of great ideas that can really, really help you when it comes to growing your business. The next one that I'm going to come to, it can be more time consuming, but I think these are really, really useful. I'm going to talk now, and these are like big things into themselves, but I'm just touching on them today. But grants and awards. So I'm going to do each one separately because they are slightly different. But there are lots of grants that are available to small businesses. And if you have a look at your local authority, chances are that you will see lots of different awards and different rounds of funding that come up because they're government-funded organisations. They want to be hitting their own demographics. They want to be supporting small businesses. They want to be helping you. So have a look, check out your local authority and see what funding opportunities are available. Often you'll find that there's grants or there might be some free digital marketing courses that are running. But these are all great ways that you can get either like practical funding, you might get a grant, or there might be a course available that you can go on and that can really help you not just work in your business, but on your business. And sometimes as a business owner, it's so important to sort of take that step back. If you could see my hands now, there's sort of like one pulling back and sort of like then arching over, so you can then like look right into your business and look at it through different lenses. But sometimes actually what you need is, you know, a cold hard injection of cash. And let's face it, that is vital. We all need money to run our business, and there are grants that are available, and it's well worth having a look at that, looking at different grants that are available and just checking some of those out. Awards. Now, awards is a completely separate category, one unto its own, that I have talked about time and time again, and I will talk about again on a separate opportunity. But I just want to touch on this one slightly today. But there are lots of awards that are available that you can apply to. And I know that sometimes applying for an award can feel a bit icky. It might feel a bit like, oh, I'm putting myself out there. I don't know how this feels. You, again, look at this as a free PR opportunity, and it's by getting all of that PR, it's you're getting that social validation. People will see you and think, oh yeah, it's that another touch point. They've seen that person. They are who they say they are. And if you can't apply for an award for you, I've said this before, apply for an award for your community, for your stakeholders, for your customers, because they're the ones that believe in you. They're the ones that really want to see you do well. They want to see you succeed. They really do. So applying for awards can be time consuming. It's easily going to take at least a day of your time to sit down and write that award. But once you've done it once, one, it's actually a really cathartic experience. You've done it. You think, yeah, I'm good. But two, you've got that great database there. You've got all that information, all that lovely content and copy that you've pulled together, and you can use it again. Put it in the bank and you can use it again. But because it can be a time-consuming process, applying for awards, what I really do encourage you to do is to just check out the awards that are the most useful to you and your business. So look at the ones, are they industry-related? Are they small business-related? What do you stand to gain from it? Is it the PR? Is it just, you know, is it a nice trophy? There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But just ask yourself the reasons why it is that you're applying for that particular award. You know, is it? There's nothing, you know, the feel-good factor alone is a good feeling. But I really do encourage you to make sure that you do check out awards and apply for them. Free ways that you can boost your business that don't cost the earth. And finally, blogging or podcasting, just as I'm sitting here and doing with you today. And again, there are lots of different ways in which you can do this and do the one that works best for you. Blogging and podcasting are obviously different. One is audio and the other is written. And there are different forms in which you can market yourself in broad terms. And I mean in broad terms. Podcasting is something that you can do typically in order to grow a network. More often than not, that would be if you're interviewing others and you're asking them to then share it across their own networks. Or, of course, with blogging, that's another way that you can be typically gaining new visitors, getting more visitors along to your website and attracting more audience and customers that way. I'm not an SEO expert, and the SEO experts will tell you time and time again, it's by putting that fresh content out and that the websites will love you and you're going to be attracting more bit and more customers to your website. So make sure you're getting lots of fresh content, whether it's blogging, whether it's podcasting, that you can put it out there and do the ones that come nice and easy and naturally to you. Not everything in life needs to be a challenge, not at all, but these are great resources that are readily available at your fingertips that allow you to grow your business and won't cost the earth. I really hope that these have been interesting and useful tips to you, and I'd love to hear your own as well. And if you'd like to find out more about Freelance Mum, check us out and come and join us at our weekly online coffee morning. I'd love to find out about you and your small business. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us on the Freelance Mum podcast. I'm Faye Dicker, and don't forget, you can make a date with us every Wednesday on the Freelance Mum online coffee morning or at a local network near you. Come and try us out for free for 30 days at freelancemum.co.uk.